First of all, if any of you parents have one of your 10th grade confirmation candidates on the retreat down in Camp Victoria, I was down there last night with them to celebrate Mass, and they're doing very well. They were very, very good at the liturgy. As I mentioned to them after the opening song, there's probably about a little over 60 of them, and I said their singing and volume of singing at a number of 60 was much better than the wedding I had earlier, where there was about three times as many people as that. And I complimented them on that singing. So they're doing well down there. The Barcelona Olympics of 1992 in the track and field events is one of the most memorable experiences. Britain's Derek Redmond had always dreamed of winning a gold medal in the Olympics in the 400 meters. So on this day of the semifinals, as the gun sounded, he took off and was running the best race of his life. As he came around the back stretch, he could see the finish line. And all of a sudden, he felt this tremendous pain down the back of one of his legs. And he fell down face first into the track. He had torn his hamstring muscle. Sports Illustrated relayed the rest of the story in an article. Somehow, Derek picked himself back up. And he said in the article, was us kind of like an animal instinct. And he started to hop and hobble his way towards the finish line. And as the medical personnel rushed out to help him, a large man out of the stands in a t-shirt rushed down, pushing his way through the security and medical personnel. It was Derek's father, Jim Redmond. And as he came up to his son, he said, "Son, you do not need to do this." And Derek said, "I need to do this and finish the race." And his father said, "We will do this together and finish the race." And so they continued. Eric's head buried in the shoulders of his father, tears coming down his eyes. The crowd in the stands were aghast at first at what they saw, but then they began to clap, and they stood, and they cheered, and tears ran down their eyes. Derek Redmond did not win a gold medal, but he had a much more important memory, the memory of a father who, when in pain, came to his son to help him at that moment. What you and I are about to do in a few minutes is exactly the same thing for those who will step forward to be anointed with the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. You and I aren't going to rush out of our pews to rush down to be with these individuals, but we will be with them, some of us putting our arm around them, some of us putting our hands on their shoulders, all of us raising our arms over these people, all of us taking a moment to pray with them and support them in what it is that they are dealing with. We are not like the Pharisee in the gospel. We are not like the Pharisee who was all about himself. We are about others. We are about the people who, as the first reading said, we pray with all people, letting them know that God shows no favoritism. That we are the people who will be with those who ask for the anointing of the sick, to remind them, as Paul said, we're not going to desert them. We're going to let them know of God's support and God's strength. They, like Paul, come forward with people of faith. You and I are people of faith. And together we will celebrate the sacrament of anointing as people of faith. So with that, let us pray the anointing of the sick.